move to the third case for today, which is Chen and Lin versus Gonzalez.
Gonzalez is in every case.
Everyone today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said Gonzalez is in every case. I said every case. Ms. Carper?
May it please the court, my name is Nancy Carper. I represent the petitioners in this case. The case before the court this morning is about two Chinese individuals, husband and wife, who filed for political asylum before the immigration court based upon coercive family planning. The applications for both of them were denied. They filed an appeal with the Board of Immigration Appeals, and that appeal was denied. The immigration judge in his decision addressed the husband and wife's applications separately. The wife, Yin Lin, established in her testimony that her father was involuntarily sterilized in China, and based upon the fact that her father was involuntarily sterilized, her father and her brother were granted asylum in the United States. Granted, her brother was under the age of 21 at the time. She fears returning to China because she now has two children born in the United States, and she fears sterilization in China if she's forced to return. Immigration Judge Vinokur found that the persecution of her father could not be imputed to her because she was over 21 and that her fear of future persecution was unfounded. Judge Vinokur never specifically addressed Mrs. Lin's fear of sterilization. We argue that her fear of sterilization is well-founded based upon her father's past experience of sterilization and the State Department reports. Specifically, the profile of asylum claims and country conditions states, quote, the central government does not authorize physical force to make people submit to abortion or sterilization, but there are reports that this continues to occur in some rural areas as local population authorities strive to meet population targets. Again, in the 2001 country reports, it states, quote, central government policy formally prohibits the use of force to compel persons to submit to abortion or sterilization. However, intense pressure to meet family planning targets set by the government has resulted in documented instances in which local family planning officials have used coercion, including forced abortion and sterilization, to meet government goals. Respondent's fear of sterilization is even greater because she would be returning to China after having given birth to two children, but she entered the United States without a visa, and that is addressed in the China profiles of asylum claims and country conditions where it states, quote, in Wenzhou, a senior family planner told U.S. officials in 1995 that possession or lack of possession of U.S. permanent resident status is the key criterion for determining whether couples are subject to family planning restrictions. Thus, a green card holder would be exempt from the one-child norm, but a person who conceived a second child without a student or visitor visa would be subject to the same penalties that a resident in China must bear. The respondents in this case are not only not permanent residents, but they came into the United States illegally without student or visitor's visas. Hence, they would be subject to the same penalties in China as to other Chinese individuals. Judge Vinokur, in his decision, simply ignored the reports that I've just cited and only referenced one report that supported his decision. However, if this court finds that Mrs. Lin failed to establish her application for political asylum based upon her fear of future persecution, being sterilization, she's still eligible based upon her husband's application. Her husband, Yuan Rong Chen's application has three bases. First is the same basis as his wife, the fear of sterilization based upon the birth of two children in the United States. Second, he established that his girlfriend in China had a forced abortion prior to him leaving China. The immigration judge found that either his girlfriend did not have an abortion or that the abortion was voluntary. Further, the immigration judge found that even if the respondent's girlfriend did have an abortion, that would not qualify the respondent for asylum. We admit that this court has never extended protection to unmarried fathers of aborted children, but we argue that it should be. We argue that the reason for not extending the protection is in the difficulty of proof. However, the immigration judge And I think it's clear from the record that there's no dispute that that aborted fetus was the petitioner's fetus, that the protection should be extended here. The persecution, of course, is no less severe just because the parties were not married. The third reason, or the third basis for Mr. Chen's asylum is based on his resistance to the coercive family population control program when he was expelled from school. He testified credibly and consistently in regard to his resistance to coercive population control practices in China. He was expelled from school for repeatedly demonstrating his opposition to the birth control policies in China by writing on the school bulletin board. Judge Vinokur found his testimony to be incredible based upon his initial application filed in 1993. We argue first that the application filed in 93 was not inconsistent with his later application or his testimony. His application indicated that he was involved in the student movement. It does not define what student movement he was involved in, and Judge Vinokur assumed, without any other evidence, that he was referring in that first application to a different student movement than, in fact, he was referring to. Further, petitioner's application was prepared without the assistance of counsel. The undisputed evidence is that the respondent did not then, nor does he now, read English. In considering this matter, this court should also keep in mind that Mr. Chen's earlier asylum application was made before the enactment of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Responsibility Act of 1996. Petitioner also urges the court to apply the reasoning of this court's recent decision in Jinlong Chen versus Gonzalez, 4-3965, decided on August 25, 2005, recognizing the unreliability of initial asylum applications. This court stated in that case, "Nevertheless, we and other courts have noted that initial asylum applications should not always be considered completely reliable, particularly when filled out without the assistance of counsel." Finally, although the judge indicated that he did not believe the respondent was expelled from school because of any anti-government activities or because he held a political opinion opposing the birth control policy, found that the respondent was given the opportunity to be reinstated in school by filing a self-criticism and failed to do so. It's inconceivable to me how the immigration court, on one hand, can find that the respondent was not expelled from school, but on the other hand, say that he could stop himself from being expelled from school by filing a self-criticism. That finding is inconsistent. And further, the respondent should not be obligated to retract his opposition to coercive family planning practices in order to attend school. In conclusion, the respondent, we argue, has presented an uncontradicted case of past persecution, and that presumption has not been rebutted, and therefore he and his wife have a well-founded fear of future persecution if they are forced to return to China. We urge this court to grant the petition for review, vacate the orders of removal, and remand for further proceedings.
Thank you, Ms. Cook. Mr. Nazaro.
Ari Nazaroff, representing the government. Your Honors, petitioner's argument this morning can be summed up to one thing. She wants you to re-weigh the evidence in this case. But the standard of review in this court is not whether you can be persuaded. The standard of review in this court is whether you must be persuaded. And the bottom line, Your Honors, in this court is that neither petitioner or his spouse were ever threatened or harmed while in China. And the board correctly found that there's no chance that they will suffer harm if they return to China. Petitioner, Mr. Chen, has filed several claims for asylum. They have different accounts. The IJ found them not credible, but he also did an alternative finding, and that is that they had not met the standard of proof for past persecution. The record supports the decision with respect to that. Petitioner was expelled from school, but he had an when he was expelled, he was not arrested or harmed or harassed. He was given an opportunity to come back, but he chose not to come back. He testified about his girlfriend undergoing a forced abortion, but yet he was not harmed. He was not harassed. After the incident, she went home to live with her mother, and he stayed for 2 years in China and was not harmed or harassed. Moreover, the board and the judge correctly cited matter of CYZ, which offers protection to spouses but does not extend it to boyfriends. We would urge this court to follow the Third and the Fifth Circuit decisions, which allow deference to that decision. Finally, petitioner spouse Lynn claims past persecution, but she was never harmed or harassed. Her father left in 1983. She left in 1986. 3 years she was there. She had suffered no harassment. She was not jailed. She was not arrested. And this court has rejected derivative asylum in Tomas Marcia versus Reno at 222 F3rd at 417. Finally, the record supports the finding if petitioners return, they will not be harmed. The State Department report indicates there's no national policy against people who have two kids in the U.S. and return. At most, they receive a modest fee. I'd just like to quickly address petitioner's argument regarding credibility. It's not at issue in this case because the board did not affirm that part of the decision. For the reasons stated, the board decision should be affirmed and petition for review dismissed. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. How much time? You have 2 minutes, Ms. Carpenter.
I'd just like to address a couple of things. First of all, counsel claims that the wife did not establish past persecution. Mrs. Lynn did not indicate that she was persecuted in the past. She is claiming fear of future persecution based upon the possibility of sterilization, that possibility not being addressed by the immigration judge. Also, counsel has indicated that neither of the parties were ever threatened or harmed in China, and I guess that depends upon what you consider threaten or harm. I would consider abortion of your child, regardless of whether you were married to the mother of that child, as harm. I would also urge the court to find that being expelled from school based upon opposition to coercive family planning policies, it would also be past persecution. And finally, I would urge that the court extend CYZ to unmarried fathers of aborted children. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Thanks to both counsel. And the case will be taken under advisement.